Now listen to the lecture and answer questions 31 to 40.
Now, a key issue in the ability of cities to grow is the question of housing. However, quality is as important as quantity here. But that isn't to say that this is easy to guarantee, and the development, or at least the spread, of many modern cities is marked by the sprawl of slum or shantytown housing. Governments are, of course, keen to address this, but the tendency to demolish them has often proved disastrous, as it doesn't solve the problem unless satisfactory replacements are ready for the inhabitants. What I'm saying is that suitable housing projects have to be lined up to accommodate these otherwise displaced people. And suitable is the key word here. All too frequently, there isn't real consultation, only token gestures. If the residents aren't fully involved, they are unlikely to find the resulting development appropriate to their needs. People need to feel reasonably independent. And strategies for providing accommodation schemes work much better if an approach rooted in self-help is applied. People value things more when they have been part of bringing them into being. At the same time, residents can't do everything for themselves, or not well enough anyway, and so governments need to accept that a number of services will always have to be laid on. These would include electricity and water and so on. From the other side, residents need to feel able to commit. Migrants are essential to the growth of cities, bringing rapid increases in population, skills, and income. But they need to have a sense of security, of long-term commitment to the city, if they are to invest money in building or buying houses. Developing this sense of commitment isn't straightforward, and it takes time. It's complex and involves several factors. People need to feel they belong, and unfortunately too many governments fail to appreciate that community values are a crucial component of that. Sadly, there are too many housing schemes which don't work. People drift away, or the whole place becomes crime-ridden. It's easy to be wise after the event, but it is worrying that a lot of housing is put up without analysis having been carried out to examine how much employment is going to be available for people. But I don't want to labour the negatives too hard. Such difficulties as there are challenges, and challenges that can be, and often are, overcome. And cities are, I believe, a good thing. Urbanisation, the process of developing cities and the societies that comprise them, may not be everyone's dream, but it has a huge impact on the economy and also benefits each and every person's freedom. Furthermore, the sheer volume of people means that work can be differently distributed. In villages, people need to be multi-skilled in order to be autonomous, but in cities, you can see the evolution of a variety of specialist activities, and this means people live in a more sophisticated way. It's not only tangible phenomena. There are all sorts of other equally important benefits too. Residing in cities brings us face to face with many different ways of thinking or going about things, and this increases our degree of understanding, something which is hard to measure in scientific terms, but which surely makes better people of us all. Right, well, now I'd like to turn our attention to the suburbs.